And remember this, that if your search is not leading you towards more and more blissful states where you can sing and dance, then something is wrong. Then something is absolutely wrong. Then you are on some wrong path. Your blissfulness, your singing and dancing is the indication. It need not be extrovert. You need not sing so that others can hear it. But you will find the singing continuously there within yourself. If you like, you can sing and share. But there will be a dance inside you. The more you come nearer home, the more you feel happy. Happiness is a quality of energy returning back towards home. The voice of my flute intones through the evening. Measuring with hand beats the pulsating harmony, I direct the endless rhythm. Whoever hears this melody will join me. That's how millions have joined Buddha, Jesus, Krishna. Their song, their blissfulness, their ecstasy is infectious. Once you hear, you cannot do anything but to join. That's why people are afraid to hear. People are afraid to come in contact with somebody who can change their direction, their life. They avoid. They convince themselves that there is nothing to go. But their argumentation is nothing but a rationalization of a deep hidden fear. People behave as if they are blind and deaf. This is the cunning mind which goes on saying that don't move in this direction, there is danger. Danger for the mind, of course, but not for you. You will become for the first time masters of your being. But then you will have to allow somebody who has come to know to touch your heart and to give a rhythm to your heart, to allow so that he can share his harmony with you. In the East, we call it satsang. It means to be in the presence of a master, to be in the harmony of the master, to fall in line with the master. The master is there. You simply sit around him, not doing anything. But by and by, you imbibe the climate, the milieu. By and by, the energy of the master goes on overflowing and you become open to it. By and by, you relax and you don't resist and you don't fight and you start tasting and you start smelling something of the unknown, the flavor, the fragrance. The more you have the taste of it, the more trust arises. Just by being in the presence of an enlightened man, tremendous possibilities are open. your potentialities starts functioning, working. You can feel the hum, the humming sound of the newness that comes to you. But it is a sharing of a song, a sharing of a dance, a sharing of a celebration. Remember this, let it be the criterion. If you are here with me and you become sad and long faces and serious, then something is wrong. You have misunderstood me. Your mind has misinterpreted me. If you are really here, vulnerable to me, open, then by and by you will see a song is bursting in you. You will feel walking is no more a walking. It is getting a quality of dance in it. The heart is not simply pumping the blood. Now it is beating a harmony. You will feel the orchestra of life in you. Then you are on the right path. Then you have not misinterpreted me. Then you have been imbibing me. That's the meaning of sannyas. A simple gesture on your part that you are available. Nothing else. Just a simple gesture that you are no more resisting me, that you will not fight with me, that you are not going to waste the time in fighting, that you drop all defense measures. That is the meaning of sannyas, that you are getting ready for satsang. That now I can shower on you and you will be ready to receive.